You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner looks back at the scourge of Yellow Jack in the South and the outbreak of 1873 in Shreveport.
From almost the beginning of European exploration and colonization in Louisiana and Texas, one of the frequent unpleasant visitors to the newcomers was Yellow Jack, also known as the Saffron Scourge, more widely known as Yellow Fever. Its cause was not known until the Spanish-American War at the turn of the last century. It appeared on an average of every 2 to 3 years, and it killed some of the most important people in our history. When the weather turned warm and vegetation began to rot, people noticed that the fever would return, particularly if there had been a very rainy spring. The most common belief was that it was caused by bad air, whatever that meant, and people would walk around holding handkerchiefs to their noses and mouths, often sprinkled with perfume to overcome the offending air. Yellow fever was reported in Louisiana as early as 1701, and it was not peculiar to this state. It was found all across the Caribbean, and it was truly a scourge. Yellow fever killed more people than did cholera or typhoid fever, even more than those lost in Civil War in both the states of Louisiana and Texas. The third greatest outbreak of yellow fever occurred in Shreveport during the fourth week of August of 1873, a truly devastating event that became an international news story. Telegraph lines bore the news of large numbers of death in the state's second largest city. In the first week of the outbreak, a full 25% of the population within the city limits died. Records were not kept of the numbers of deaths in outlying areas. Today, an outbreak of similar proportion in our current population would account for 50,000 deaths in 1 week. Imagine what a news story that would be. During the following 2 weeks, an additional 50% of the original August population contracted the disease, leaving only a quarter of the residents either unaffected or lightly affected. Equating today's population, that would be an additional 100,000 people contracting the disease. A resident would have a 1 in 4 chance of dying, a 1 in 2 chance of contracting it and living, often with long-lasting health problems, and a 1 in 4 chance of not contracting yellow fever at all. The term yellow fever comes from the jaundiced appearance of the victim's gold-hued skin and yellow eyes. It was horrible. Sometimes the lymph nodes would fill with blood, making some sufferers appear to be stricken with bubonic plague. During that first devastating week, people did not know what was happening. There was a theory that a wrecked steamboat filled with drowned cattle was the cause. Another popular theory was that it was brought into town by a circus that had visited that week. No one suspected the brackish waters in Silver Lake, which would have been under I-20 and near the old Cotton Belt rail yard, which lies beside the Red River, and also the backed-up shallow waters in the bottoms, now called Ledbetter Heights. People died so quickly that Christian burials were often impossible. A massive trench was dug in Oakland Cemetery and bodies wrapped in sheets were layered there. Broken jars and glasses and dishes were thrown into the trench to hold the soil together, and the trench was then capped with clay. Today the burial mound remains in Oakland Cemetery, holding about 1,000 bodies in the southwest section. Almost all of the doctors and nurses contracted the fever, and the heroes of the epidemic were 5 Jesuit priests and a U.S. Army officer, a lieutenant, Eugene Augustus Woodruff. In the fourth week of the epidemic, as the fever seemed to subside, Woodruff and the priests all succumbed to the disease and were buried in Oakland Cemetery. The priests were later reinterred at St. Joseph's Cemetery. Shreveport never fully recovered from this devastating loss of population, and the perception that it was an unhealthy place to live remained. It was not until 30 years later that they would learn the cause of the disease. Walter Reed determined that yellow fever was transmitted by the lowly mosquito, but the stigma on Shreveport remained. Yellow fever is part of our history that matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.